Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 29, that is share trend analysis. In the last chapter, which was based on Elliott wave theory, in that chapter we saw understanding about how the impulse and correction wave usually focused upon the movement of the share prices, movement of the shares. In this chapter, yet we are going to again see how does the share trend analysis helps you to determine and analyze what the share prices are going to be. So this chapter is going to mainly focus upon while purchasing shares, how the share price movements helps us to analyze what the share price movement is going to be, or what can be share price in future. With this particular analysis, we can predict that thing. This is yet one more tool available from technical approach aspect. Based on the data and information, you can identify what the share price movements would be. Let us go ahead and check out the structure of share trend analysis. In this chapter, we will be focusing upon what is share trend analysis, how does it impact, helps companies to understand the functioning of the share market, and depending upon that, how will the share prices go up and down. Also, in this chapter, we will be seeing one concept of moving averages. Let us now go ahead and see what is share trend analysis and how this analysis helps us to gauge the different kinds of movement of the shares in the market. Now, what is share trend analysis? Like analysis, everyone understands that it is more about analyzing the data. And share trend analysis means what? Based on the historic past, the movement going either uptrend or downtrend, based on that you understand how the analysis or how the prediction of the shares are going to be. So share trend analysis is one such tool. Share price trends helps in determining the purchase or sale of shares. So it helps to understand how the purchase and sale of shares are going to be. If say for example, last 3 days the share prices has been going up, as per the share price trend analysis mechanism and concept, it is expected that the fourth day also the share price trend would go up. That is basically known as share price trend analysis. So we analyze on the basis of how the trend has been for share prices movement. Similarly, trends of prices can be plotted to determine whether a share is on uptrend and downtrend. So I believe everyone by now knows that what is uptrend and downtrend. So this share price movements can be plotted on a graph. This graph will tell us the price it is moving, is it going uptrend or is it going downtrend. Based on that uptrend and downtrend scheme, we can judge that will the prices go up or will the prices go down. So this share price tells price trends helps in determining basically the purchase or sale of the shares. Let us go and see, quickly recap, what is uptrend and downtrend. An uptrend line connects two or more lows in uptrend direction, while downtrend connects two or more peaks in downtrend directions. I believe everyone knows what is uptrend. Let us have quickly a look on the graph. In the uptrend, what happens is that the prices are going to go up, up and up. That is called as uptrend concept. In uptrend concept, what happens? In uptrend, each successive rally high is higher than the previous high. So each successive rally, if the rally has been this high, now this high would be more higher than this high. So the first high will always have a more bigger high than the first one, that is this high. So first was up till from point number A to point number B, then the next high is going to be from point number C to point number D. Next high would be from point number E to point number F. Next high would be from point number G to H. So that is why in uptrend what happens is that each successive rally high, so whichever the rally was happening, each high has got to beat one more newer high. That is what is basically uptrend. Similarly, and each successive rally low is higher than time. So whenever it is going to go down, this is going down, then this is going down, then this is going down, and this is going down. So this is also having an ripple effect or cyclical effect as far as down is concerned. This is basically uptrend rally, where the high is higher than the previous high. Similarly, in downtrend, each successive rally high is lower than the previous high. So first it was from A to B, this was the lower. Now more lower is going to be than this to this. this to this is more lower, and this to this is more lower. So each successively low, this was the highest low, this is the lowest low. Understand everyone, what do you mean by highest low? Yes, very good. What is highest low? It was from year to year, that was the highest low, and this is the lowest low, which was from this point to this point. So each successively low is lower than the previous high. So when here it was this situation, there is more lower than that particular point. This is known as downtrend. In uptrend and downtrend scenarios, the market helps share price trend movements to accordingly judge how the transactions are going to happen. After understanding what is uptrend and downtrend, what exactly it happens? It happens this way. The secondary movements that reverse the direction of uptrend are called reactions. Now, what do we mean by reactions? When the markets are going up, up and up, in that up, up and up, there is little bit down. This down is known as reactions. Getting my point, everyone? When the markets are continuously going up, let me take you to the uptrend concept. So remember, the secondary movements that reverse the direction of uptrend are called reactions. Now in uptrend, it was going up, and this point from A to B, at point number B, the markets have gone down. This particular point from B to C is known as what? It is known as reactions. In this market, when the markets are going up, here it is going up, here it is going up, and here it is going up. While it is going up, there is a small part which is going down. This down is known as what? Reactions. This down part is known as what? Reactions. When the markets are going up, there are going to be situations when there will be a little bit downfall. That little downfall is known as what? Reactions. There are situations where markets, when while it is going up from 1000 points to 2000 points, when it has gone up, between there will be situations where it will be not going from 1000 to 2000 directly up. From 1000 it would have gone from 1000 to 1200. Then from 1200 it would have come down to 1150. Then from 1150 it would have gone to 1350. Then from 1350 it would have come down to 1250. So this downfall which is coming, it is known as what? Reactions. To every in every uptrend, you will have situations which will reverse the uptrend, and that reverse is known as what? Reactions. I hope everyone has understood. Have you understood, Akshay? Yes, have you understood, Anupam? Very good, superb. So this is basically known as what? While in uptrend, we will have reactions. The secondary movements that reverse the direction of uptrend are called as what? Reactions. Very good. And movements that reverse the direction of downtrend are called rallies. Now, what do you mean by movements that reverse the direction of downtrend? When the markets are going down, in that down market, little bit upwards it would be there. So when it is going down, it will reverse the downtrend. At that time, it is called as what? Very good. At that time, it is called as rallies. Superb. Let us see once again the downtrend direction. So in downtrend direction, you can see that it's going down, it's going down, it's going down, and it's going continuously down. But under this downtrend, we have got little bit when it is going up. This is going little up. This is going little up. This upward is known as what? It is known as rallies. So in downtrend, you will have rallies, and in uptrend, you will have reactions. You can see over here, movement that reverses the direction of downtrend. So the downtrend, whichever is happening, to reverse the downtrend, it is called as what? Rallies. When you reverse the uptrend, it is known as what? Reactions. Very good. Uptrend reverse, it is known as? Very good. Reactions. When downtrend reverse, it is known as what? Rallies. I hope everyone is clear so far. Have you all understood? Are you all sure you have got this concept? Once again, I am just repeating for your understanding sake. The secondary movements that reverse the direction of uptrend. So remember, when it is going up, and when it reverse, when it will have a reverse in uptrend, it is known as what? Reactions. When it will have a reverse in the downtrend. So and movements that reverse the direction of downtrend. So whenever it is going down, little bit reverse it will do. That reverse is known as what? Rallies. Is it clear with everyone? Superb. So now if you have understood this, let us now go into and see the more technical aspect of share trend analysis. Now we have got head and shoulder, or double tops and double bottoms. Now what is this whole concept? The pattern emerging from these trends are named as head and shoulders, or double tops and bottoms, etc. So when you will have two times it is going up, then it is known as heads or shoulders. And when it is going down, it will be known as bottoms. So here, the patterns emerging from these trends, which trends? From reactions and rallies. From reactions and rallies, when the pattern it will be emerging, it will be either called as double tops or bottoms, and also known as head or shoulder. Head is nothing but top and shoulder is nothing but the bottoms. Okay, so remember the pattern emerging from these trends. Which trends? From the trends of reactions and rallies. From the trends of reactions and rallies, the pattern that emerges out, it's called as what? Very good. It's called as either heads and shoulders or double tops and bottoms, etc. Very good. Have you all understood this part? Super. Now let us see one more technical aspect which many of you would have read in newspapers, magazines, would have watched on television sets, and also would have understood this particular part. That is support and resistance levels. What do we mean by support? Support means a backup. It will make sure that you will not fall while you are sitting on a computer and trying to check around for mails or something. You require a support. Maybe on a lap you keep the laptop, or maybe for desktop if you have got, you will keep on a table. So that is support. The support is the table or the lap. Similarly, in the stock market, there is going to be support or sometimes resistance levels. The levels where there is demand to halt a fall in price is termed as support level. Remember, friends, whenever there is going to demand, whenever there is going to be a demand to halt a fall in price, it is termed as what? It is termed as support level, which means what, you know, friends, when the markets are going down, there is low demand. Okay, there is in fact not low demand, there is there is very, very less demand, or the demands is going falling. When demand is falling, the prices are going down, the share prices of the company is going down, the index of the share market going down. At that particular, how much down it can go? It will go down to a point. After that point, it will start rising, or it will not go particular, it will not go below that particular point. The point which it will not go below that particular point is known as support point. Like for example, the share prices of a company in India, we have got a company known as, say for example, Birla. Now Birla shares usually starts from example 75, and from 75 it goes to 85 from 95 to 105. Then it starts moving down from 105 to, say for example, 85 to again 75 to 65. From 65 it again goes up to 125, 35, and again it starts coming down. Whenever it starts coming down, it does not go below 65. Now the value which is below, when it does not go below 65, that value is known as what? Support point. Okay, so the at the bottom where it is going to not go below that, it is known as support point. That is what I say, that the level where there is demand to halt a fall in price, whenever there is going to be a fall in price, and at that fall in price, it is going to hold it. It will not allow the price to go below that. It is known as what? Support point. It is known as what? Very good. Support point. Similarly, on the other side, when it is demand is rising, but after a particular level, it does not go above that, then it is known as resistance level. It is known as what? Resistance level. It is basically based on the simple therapy of demand and supply. When the demand is less, what is going to happen? The prices are tend to fall. I repeat, what will happen when demand is not there? The prices are going to fall. But after a particular level, the prices would not fall. If the prices does not fall after a particular level, that level is known as what? Support level. When demand is high, the prices are going to go up. Right? Understood everyone? When demand is high, the prices are going to go up. But at a particular level, be it any kind of demand, the prices does not go above that level, then that level is known as what? Resistance level. At that level, the supply is as per the requirement. That is known as resistance level. I hope everyone has understood this part. So what is support level and resistance level? When the demand goes down, the prices falls down. When the prices falls down to a particular level, it is going to just hit to that particular level. It will never go below that line. The level where it does not allow the price of the shares or price of the index or price of the commodity to do not go down, that level is known as support level. At that level, there is a lot of support. It is also said to be as that at that level, there will be huge demand. So it does not allow to go below that. Now, what happens when the prices, I mean, demand goes up? When demand goes up, the prices starts going up. At that level, there will be huge amount of supply. There will be huge amount of supply. So after that level, there is not going to be prices going to go up. That is known as resistance level. So it is purely based on demand and supply. Now, if I have to sum up the whole resistance and the support level therapy, it is that when demand is going to go down, the prices go down. Now, at particular point, there will be huge amount of demand. At particular point, there will be huge amount of demand. That price is known as support price. Now, I'm going to give you an example of, say, for example, property. Let me just give a logical example and make you understand what is this support and resistance. Then I'll move on to the shares. Say, for example, I have got property rates going up and property rates going down. Say, for matter of fact, in a particular area or a particular location, the prices of the properties goes down. It was earlier 40,000 per square foot. 40,000 per square foot. But since there was no demand, it started moving from 40,000 to 38,000, 38 to 36, 36 to 34, and 34 to 32. But at 32, there are so many buyers available. There is so much amount of demand that it does not allow the price to go below 32,000. Now that 32,000 becomes what? Support point. Becomes what? Support point. Similarly, what is resistance level? The price was 40,000. From 40,000, it went to 42. From 42 to 44. From 44 to 46. From 46, there was much demand more, so it went to 48. Now at 48, there was enough amount. I mean, when the demand increases, when there are customers wanting more, give me more, give me more, give me more, I want more, I want more. When such kind of scenario would be there, the demand of that particular thing will go up. And because of the demand going up, the price also will go up. So when the prices are going up, why prices are going up? Because demand is more and supply is less. Getting my point? When demand is more and supply is less, at that particular point, the price is going to rise. So prices were going on rising, rising, rising. At 48, there were so many different kinds of properties available at 48 that there were more supplier but less amount of demand at 48. So what happens? From that point, the prices will now go down. So that point where it is going to go, after that it will again reverse. That point is known as what? Resistance. Above that, the prices are not going. That is known as resistance levels. The same holds true for shares. In shares also, when the prices starts going up, when the prices starts going up, when the demand is more. So one company's name, say for example, let us take example of company known as Bajaj Motors. In India, there is a company known as Bajaj Motors or Bajaj Finance. So Bajaj company share prices started moving from 125 to 185, I mean 125 to 135, 45, 55, 65, 75, 85. After 185, it is not going up. At 185, what is happening? There is huge amount of buyers available or suppliers. There are huge amount of sellers who wants to sell shares at 185. So that level at where there are going to be a lot of sellers and less amount of buyers, and that is known as what? Resistance level. From 125, the price is going down. From 125 it became 115, from 115 it became 105, from 105 it reached 200. Now below 100 it does not go. Why? Because at 100 there are so many buyers that I want to buy. Give me at 100, I will also buy. Give me at 100, I will also buy. So that becomes what? Support point. Very good. So we have got support point and resistance point. This both helps to make sure that the price of the shares will move on between these two range. This is known as support and resistance levels. I hope everyone has understood the support and resistance levels very clearly in their minds. Now, after seeing the resistance and the support level, let us see with what speed the resistance lines function and with what speed the support lines function. In this slide, we will get to know a little bit understanding about how or what speed the resistance lines and the support lines function. Now, as per the share trend analysis theory, this theory submits that the share price or price index being measured will remain at a two-third speed resistance on a downward fall and reach the one-third resistance line. Now, this is very technical. Let me explain you with the help of an example. It says what? It says that when that is resistance, what do you mean by resistance? Is it at top or bottom? Absolutely. If it is going top, who is worried? No one is going to be worried. But resistance means what? When it is going to go down. How much down it can go is the biggest question everyone asks to each other. So for that thing, it has been a theory. As per the theory, it says that the share price or price index, whatever the share price would be and whatever the index of the price would be. Like for example, in a particular stock market, we have got index. The index goes up and down, and with the index goes up and down with the points. We have got 5,000 points on the index. We have got 6,000, 7,000, 20,000, 25,000. So this is the price at which the index is going to move. Or share prices means what? 25 rupees the share price was, it will become 20, 30 rupees per share, 45 rupees per share. That is share price. So the theory says that the share price or price index being measured will remain at a 2/3 speed resistance. So whatever you measure, it is measured with the perspective that it will fall down with a 2/3 speed. 2/3 speed means what? It will go down. Whatever the price it is going to be, it will go down 2/3 as far as the downfall is concerned. And on a downward fall and reach the 1/3 resistance line. So it goes 2/3 line down, and then when it goes 2/3 line down, it will have an 1/3 slope up. So with 2/3 going down, with a downward fall, it will have an 1/3 upward slope. So this is basically how the movements would happen. See, in the few slides back, we saw uptrend and downtrend in which it goes up, up, up. Now downwards, how much in the uptrend or in the downtrend when it goes, it's going down, down and down. In the downtrend, whenever the prices go down, okay, in the downtrend, whenever the prices go down, there's going to be some amount of support. Similarly, in uptrend, when the prices are going up, up to up, between that, there will be some downfall. In that downfall, you will have sometimes resistance, sometimes support. So whenever there is resistance, when it will be 2/3, the support will happen at the 1/3 of the downfall. That is why it is said that the price index being measured will remain at a 2/3 speed resistance. So with the resistance, the price index is going to be at 2/3. And at the similarly, on downward fall and reach the 1/3 resistance line. So one resistance line is what? Below that, it will not fall. So it will be at the 1/3 resistance line, how the resistance activity is going to happen. Similarly, this 1/3 resistance line should hold, but if it also fails, then it suggests a new trend and prices would continue to fall. Now what happens, you know, friends, when we have got a resistance line, this is a resistance line. So if the price will not go below this line, so this is the line it is basically below which the price would not go. But if it breaches means what? Breaks this line. I had thought that the resistance line would be, say for example, 55. The price would not go below 55. Why? Because there was huge amount of demand at 55. But now what has happened? The demand also has lowered down at 55, and there is more amount of supply. Because of which, what is going to happen? The price will go down more. So if the price crosses the resistance line, then there will be new trend wherein we will have one more resistance line where we will have more amount of buyers at that particular point. So it is said that when 2/3 of the resistance line happens, it will have 1/3 on the downfall. So with 2/3 coming down, 1/3 will have an upward trend. With similarly, if this 1/3 resistance line should hold, this resistance line should hold. But if it breaks more down, if it goes below this point, then what is going to happen? Then there will be a new trend. This is basically called as speed resistance lines. So with what speed the resistance lines are going to able to sustain themselves is known as speed resistance lines. But if they are not able to sustain the speed, then what will happen? There will be a new lower point. There will be a new trend. There will be new resistance line. This is known as speed resistance lines. This is how share trend analysis is going to be functioning as far as resistance and support lines are concerned. Moving ahead now to the next part, that is gaps. Now, this is a new concept, that is gaps. What happens gaps? What is basically gap? Can someone tell me? Yes, Rishi, can you tell me what do you mean by word gap? Or Khushi, can you tell me what do you mean by gap? Yes, Dipti, can you tell me? Manoj, you can tell me what is meant by gap? Okay, what? Come again? No, it is not. That is not gap. Okay, so anyone else would like to try? Great. Now, I will explain what is basically gap all about. The difference between the closing price of share and the opening price of share when the new trading session starts is called as gaps. Now, let me explain you. What happens? Every day, the share market opens and closes. When the share market opens, the price of a share is, let us take example, is 50 rupees. Then, because of market forces of demand and supply, the price fluctuates. It goes sometimes up, it goes sometimes down. It will go up, it will go down. It will go up, it will go down. With this whole up and down in the whole day from 50 rupees, at the end of the day, the closing happens 65 rupees. And the market closes down. Market closes down means what? Now, the time limit has closed, which makes sure that the market is going to come to an end. When the market closes and next day morning the market opens, at what price it closed? Very good. It closed at what price? I said it closed at, say for example, 65. It opened at 50 and it closed at 65. The market which will open tomorrow in the morning, when the market will open tomorrow in the morning, the difference, it had closed at 65. So, it is very obvious it should open at 65 only. No, but there is a gap in between. If the closing price was 65, then opening price should be 65. But it opens at, say for example, 70, or it may open at, say for example, 60. How does it happen that the closing and opening changes? Closing and opening changes simply because after the closing of the shares for the market tomorrow morning, and after the market has closed, the market is open for a few hours for institutional buyers to buy. The market is open for a few hours for some big companies to buy and sell the shares. It is not for retail investors. So the difference of price of shares between the closing and tomorrow morning opening price is known as gap. Is it clear with everyone? Have you all understood? Today it has closed at how much? It opened at 50, closed at 65. But tomorrow morning it opens at, say for example, 70. This difference of 65 and 70 is known as what? Gap. Not necessary it will be always on the higher side. It can be on lower side also. It's not necessary it will always have a difference of 5. It has closed at 65. Tomorrow it may open at, say for example, 105. Any number it can open. So the difference between the closing and the opening price of the share after the trading session has closed is known as what? Gaps. And yes, it does happen, such kind of gaps. Absolutely, there is a lot of possibility of such kind of thing happen. Because then the market is open for institutional investors, big buyers. When big buyers wants to buy and they buy, they will buy a lot of shares which will have an impact in the market, which will change the price in a huge way. Similarly, these buyers may also sell. I mean, the institutional investors may not be always buying. They might also be selling. So when they might sell it, the prices may also come down or prices may also rise depending upon the market forces of demand and supply. So accordingly, there will be fluctuations and happenings on the price situations. This is basically known as gap. I hope everyone is clear with gap concept. Again, one single word, if I have to make you understand what is gap, the difference between closing price of share and opening price when the new trading session starts is called as gap. Clear with everyone? Great, superb. Let us see, there are different forms or formats of gap. The first form or format of gap is known as breakaway gap. The breakaway gap occurs when a share breaks out of a horizontal price pattern. So every time out of horizontal price pattern means what? It is not same. It will break the pattern. Every day it used to close at 65 and open at 65. Every day it used to close at 75, open at 75. So whatever was the closing price, the same will be opening price. That was always the same thing. But suddenly one fine day, the closing and opening changed. When such kind of changes would happen, then that kind of changes is known as what? Breakaway gap. Clear with everyone, friends? I repeat what is breakaway gap? Every day, the price of the shares used to be closing at the same price and opening also at the same price. Closing at 65, opening at 65. Because of market fluctuations, the next whole day there was a lot of volatility or fluctuations. The price closed at 85 and next day it opened at 85. So it was happening the same way. But suddenly one fine day it closed at 95 and next day it opened at 100. This mechanism is known as what? Breakaway gap. Clear with everyone? Great. Now let us see what is runaway gap. A runaway gap happens by an extended price move happening in the same direction. Now how does runaway gap happens? It happens when there is going to be an extended price move happening in the same direction. What is extended price move? Extended price move means what? The closing was 80, Then opening became 82. Because of market fluctuation, the closing was 82. Next day it opened at 84. So 80 was the first day closing. Then every 2 rupees it grows up. A uniform price up means between the closing and opening there is going to be a difference of 2 rupees. I am giving an example. There can be opening of 5 rupees. There can be opening of difference of 2 rupees, 5 rupees, 3 rupees, 1 rupees, 10 rupees. There will be uniform. Okay. So like for example, it was 80, 82, 84. Clear with everyone? There was 80, 82, 84. Now, if on the fourth day the difference between the opening and closing, say for example, becomes is 86, then this type of gap is known as runaway gap. This type of gap is known as what? Runaway gap, where the gaps are exactly the same or the similar. So a runaway gap happens when extended price move happening in the same direction from 80 to 82, 82 to 84, 84 to 86. So it is having the same kind of gap. It is known as what? Runaway gap. Then we have got exhaustion gap. Exhaustion gap is opposite of runaway gap. Like in runaway gap, there was gap of always 2. Like I give 80 to 82, 82 to 84, 84 to 86. Now what is exhaustion gap? The gap would be in the reverse way of runaway gap. So the price was 80 to 82, 82 to 84, 84 to 86. Now if on the fifth day the price become 83, the gap between 82 and 84, then this kind of gap is known as exhaustion gap, where they're exhausting the given limit. That is known as what? Exhaustion gap. It is exactly opposite of runaway gap. Runaway gap was always going up, up, and up. In runaway exhaust, I mean in runaway gap, it was going up, up, and up. But in exhaustion gap, what happens? There's going to be difference, and this difference will change the movement. Will change the movement. This is known as exhaustion gap. Then we have got island reversal. An island reversal occurs when price is gap in one direction and trade away from the gap. So the gap is in one direction. So gap might be going up, but the trade is happening when the prices are going down. Or might be a chance that the prices are going down in the gap. It was opening was 80. First opening was 80. 82 it went to 78. 78 to 76. 76 to 74. But in the market, the trade was happening in the upward direction. Then it is known as island reversal gap, where it is going to be difference. If the gap is going to be opening on the upper side, the trade is happening at the downer side, I mean the downside. If the price is going at opening at the lower side, then the trade is happening at the higher side. Then this kind of gap is known as what? Island reversal. I hope everyone is clear with this gap analysis or gap understanding of how does it happens with regards to share trend analysis. Can I have quick responses from everyone? Very good. You all have understood? Great. Superb. Now let us move on to the last part of this chapter, which is known as moving average. Now what is moving average? It's very simple. You take out the average and based on that you will insist what would be the next price of this particular share. That is known as moving average. Moving average, as the name suggests, is an average of closing price of share for preceding 7 trading sessions. So preceding means today it was, say for example, 50. So preceding 7 sessions, what was the price? Today is 50 closing price. So if today's closing price is 50, 7 trading sessions, yesterday how much it was? Say for example, 49. Before that it was how much? 46. Before that it was how much? 44. Like this, 7 sessions, 10 sessions or 15 sessions, any kind of combination you can adopt. So whenever the closing price of shares for preceding 7, 10 or 15 trading sessions are taken into consideration and based on that, the moving average would be calculated. This kind of mechanism is known as moving average, based on which you will do share trend analysis. The moving average line cuts the actual price line from above, that is the time to buy shares. So whenever you will add up, whenever last 7 trading sessions, 10 or 15 trading sessions you will add up, and you will get the price of that move, then this particular price what you will get at the end after doing the average is going to be called as what? It is going to be called as the time at this price you should buy. Like let me give you example. It started for example from 40. It was I mean today it was 40. Yesterday it became 39. Then day before yesterday it was 38. Then before that it was 37, 36, 35, 34. This was the price. You took out the average of this 7. So you add up all this 7 divided by 7, you will get the answer. Say for example, the answer is 36.75. So if in the market the prices reaches 36.75, then That is the price when you should buy the shares of this company. That is basically called as what? Moving average price. So this is the price. The moving average line cuts the actual price line from above. That is the time to buy the shares. So it is going to cut the actual price line and it is going to help you to buy the shares at that particular point. The moving average line cuts the actual price line from below and it is a sign to sell the shares. So if it is going to cut below this particular line, then it is the time to sell the shares. When it goes above that thing which means what? Say for example, the last was what? 40. If it is below 40, if it is how much? If it is below 40, then sell. If it is above 40, then buy. Is it clear with everyone? So below 40 is sell and below 40 it is, I mean above 40 it is buy. So if it is above 40, what you need to do is buy. But if it is below 40 going moving average, then it should be a sales transaction. This basically is known as moving average. So this is also one of the mechanism by way lot of people with the technical support they predict the share trend analysis based on which the share price movements would happen. I hope you have understood the moving average concept absolutely clear. It is not necessary you have to take 7 sessions. You can take 10 sessions or you can take 15 sessions also. Some prefer taking 20 sessions also, 30 sessions also. But the smaller you take, the accuracy of the answer you will get. So this is what basically is the moving average analysis from the share trend analysis concept as far as it is concerned. So thus, if I have to sum up the whole chapter, I hope you have seen a lot of technical aspects in this chapter. Like you saw some things with regards to what is resistance level, support level, what happens when there is continuous uptrend, there will be reactions and rallies. You also saw how the at what speed the resistance lines happens. You also saw in this chapter something known as double tops, bottoms, heads, shoulders, and etc. things. Trust me, friends, this particular mechanism can only help if and only if this can help only if and only if you as an analyst actually start analyzing these things. If you are not able to analyze all these things, then it is not going to be easy. Which means what? For this to go into your mind, what you need to do is just take up some examples. I mean, do a dummy example. You can see the share price movements, what is happening in the market. Note it down. Take this thing in the as per the moving average. Just try and add up. Just check it out. What happens when the price is below or price is above? What is the market trend? That is how the analyst predicts the price movement. I hope you had a good time understanding this chapter with me. I had a thoroughly wonderful experience explaining you this chapter. Hope you have understood this chapter of share trend analysis very, very clear in your mind. That's all from my side. Thank you.